Why did Jesus need to be baptized? ¿Por qué Jesús necesitaba bautizarse? Es una pregunta curiosa para mí. He meditado toda la semana en eso. ¿Por qué necesita Jesús el bautismo? ¿No fue un pecador? ¿No estaba en desacuerdo con el Padre Celestial? ¿No necesitaba la salvación porque Él fue la salvación? Y entonces todas las cosas que pensamos acerca del bautismo realmente no correspondían a Jesús. Pero igual Él se bautizó y Él sometió al bautismo de Juan, el más famoso bautista de toda la historia, ¿no? Juan el Bautista. Entonces Jesús se metió y se bautizó, identificándose con nosotros. Well, why did Jesus need to be baptized? A curious question that many have pondered, and Matthew really doesn't elaborate a whole lot, doesn't add a whole lot of commentary. He just simply tells us the story and tells us what John said and what Jesus said. Jesus wasn't a sinner. He wasn't being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus wasn't affirming his own salvation because he was our salvation. He wasn't out of sync or out of harmony with the Heavenly Father to be put back into harmony with him. He was always in agreement with his Heavenly Father. Why was he baptized? Bueno, Jesús dice, respondiendo a Juan, Juan no quiso bautizarle. Él decía, debe ser al revés, de que yo debo ser bautizado por ti y tú quieres que yo te bautice. Pero Jesús decía, simplemente, no es necesario. Lo dejamos por ahora, porque es necesario para cumplir todo lo justo, toda la justicia, todas las cosas buenas que Dios requiere. So Matthew simply tells us what John said. Jesus, I don't want to baptize you. I ought to be baptized by you instead of the other way around. But Jesus said, well, let it be for now, because it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. So the next question is, what would baptism mean to the audience of that time? ¿Qué quiere decir bautismo? ¿Qué significa bautismo para la audiencia ahí de Juan y todos los que estaban ahí al río? Que muchos venían y estaban confesando sus pecados y se estaban bautizando en el río. Pero para decir bautismo en aquel entonces, es más que simplemente lavarse en el agua. Significa eso, por supuesto, de hundirse y lavarse. Pero es un símbolo de aceptar la doctrina, de identificarse con el grupo de que fueron bautizados. Identificarse con la doctrina y seguir ese predicador Juan. So, what would baptism mean to an audience like that, to a Jewish audience in the first century, and that were out there, way on the outskirts, way out in the desert at the Jordan River? Well, it, of course, was more than simply a washing of water, although it meant that. In its most simple form, the word means to wash or to dip in the water. But it was, of course, more than that. It meant to accept the doctrine, accept the teaching. A symbolic washing, washing away of the past and affirming of the future. Identifying with the group that was being baptized and following this leader. John was preaching the kingdom. He said, the kingdom is coming, the kingdom has come, the kingdom is right here in front of you. Accept it, be baptized. That's what it would mean to that audience. Pero, ¿qué quiere decir? ¿Qué significa toda justicia, todo lo justo, todo lo correcto para esa audiencia. Significa de hacer todo lo que Dios requiere, de estar en sintonía con la ley de Dios. Jesús no decía que fue un mandato que él se bautizara, sino él dijo que es la cosa correcta, es apropiado, nos conviene hacerlo. Entonces, él estaba simbolizando su buena relación con el Padre Celestial, y él estaba simbolizando su acuerdo con la ley de Dios, toda la ley de Dios. Él dijo de que no venía para destruir, para abrogar, para poner a un lado la ley de Dios, sino para cumplir todo lo que Dios requería. Entonces, él estaba afirmando la respuesta de Dios sobre su vida. So what would all righteousness mean to that audience? What does it mean to us today? Well, we could say it in one way, do everything right. Let's do it right, John said. One of my favorite, all-time favorite movies is Godspell. Maybe that tells you something about me, but I love the drama of that movie. Jesus comes to John the Baptist at the beginning, and he says with joy, he says, I want to be washed up too. And so John reluctantly baptizes him. Jesus says, I want that anointing. I want to be a part of this group. I want to join this group of baptismal candidates. Not because he needed that, but because that was fitting. And he was launching his ministry at the end of John the Baptist's ministry. Jesus was launching his to move forward in proclaiming the kingdom. Do everything right. Stay in tune with God's law. Stay in right relationship with God. And then what happened? God the Father confirmed this by his response. Entonces Dios el Padre respondió a la humildad de Jesús y su servidumbre, su justicia, cumpliendo todo lo que el Padre quería que Jesús hiciera en su ministerio terrenal. Pero ahora en su boletín tiene ahí adentro algo diferente, tiene un bosquejo del mensaje. Espero que le guste. Dice que si quiere tomar el tiempo para llenar los espacios, o if you'd like to open your bulletin, there's an outline for you, and you're welcome to fill that out if you wish, and you get a free Spanish lesson or a free English lesson, one or the other, while you're doing it, no extra charge. Entonces, para llenar ese bosquejo, puede tener una lección gratis de español o de inglés. Pero, ¿por qué fue bautizado Jesús? Él, en primer lugar, fue bautizado para que nosotros seamos bautizados en Él. O sea, es en Él que nosotros recibimos el bautismo verdadero. No es simplemente de lavarnos y aceptar una lista de doctrinas, sino cuando nos bautizamos, estamos poniéndonos en el mismo espíritu de Jesús y estamos identificándonos con Jesús y Él con nosotros. Jesus was baptized so we could be baptized in Him. Now, when we're baptized, we say the formula, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we take in all the Trinity there, that the Trinity is affirming this person as a child of God. And we're baptized in Christ. We're not baptized into a list of things that we should do or don't do. We're not baptized into only a list of doctrine, although I think doctrine is very important, that we understand what God is doing and what His Word says and how we follow Him as His people. But the first and foremost thing about baptism is that we're baptized in Christ, into Christ. And we literally unite our spirits with His Spirit. And He unites His Spirit with our spirit. And we receive His very presence. Like that beautiful song that we heard during the offering. Your presence is heaven to me. Tu presencia es como cielo para mí. Tu presencia es como estar en el cielo. Bueno, cuando yo fui bautizado, les he contado en el pasado de mi bautismo, tantos años atrás, cuando yo fui joven, en el lago de Payette, bien frío el agua ese día, y un día nublado. Y cuando yo salí del agua, no me vinieron ninguna voces del cielo, ningunos ángeles, ninguna paloma vino sobre mí. Pero yo le aseguro que una cosa pasó, de que dentro de lo más profundo de mi corazón, yo sentía la presencia de Dios, la presencia de Jesús, confirmando que yo fui su hijo en una forma especial. Claro que yo puedo decir que desde mi nacimiento yo fui un hijo de Dios. Pero algo especial, un medio de gracia me pasó en ese momento de recibir la presencia de Dios y la unción sobre mi vida. Gloria a Él. Y esa fue una experiencia única, tremenda en mi vida. Well, I've told you about my baptism before. Many of you have heard the story. I was a tender age of 14, many long years ago. But I was baptized in Payette Lake. It was early in June, and with the snow runoff, it was really cold. That water took my breath away. And not only was the water cold, but it was a cloudy, windy day. And so when I came up out of the water, it was pretty cold. And I will say that no angels appeared. I didn't hear any voices out of heaven. No doves came and lit on my head or anything like that. I think it's a wonderful story that this happened to our Lord Jesus. But none of that happened to me. But I will say one thing for sure, absolutely as certain as I know my own name, that the presence of the Lord came in a special way in my heart in that moment. That I felt, even though it was a cloudy day, all of a sudden it just felt like the sun was shining in my heart. And that the Lord was affirming to me that I was His child. Sure, I was His child from birth. We're all, in that sense, children of God. But in baptism, it's a means of grace where God confirms our sonship or our being His daughter. And He comes in a special way to affirm that and to fill us with His presence. And I'm thrilled to read this story about Jesus. I wish I could have been there. But we only have the account that the Gospels give us. Must have been a wonderful, beautiful moment. But each of our baptism, think of your baptism for a moment. Do you remember? Piensen en su propio bautismo. ¿Recuerdan? De que la presencia de Dios, la presencia de los otros hermanos, afirmando, tal vez aplaudiendo, tal vez abrazando, con ese momento especial en tu vida. Gloria a Él. So think about your baptism. How was it? Did God come in a special way or affirm His presence in your life in a special way? How was your baptism a means of grace? It's a beautiful experience. And if you haven't been baptized, we will plan a baptismal service. In the foreseeable future, we would love to have you have that experience, that means of grace. Jesus was baptized so that we could be baptized in Him. Jesús fue bautizado para que seamos nosotros bautizados en él. Pero en segundo lugar, Jesús cumplió toda justicia para que nosotros seamos completamente justos en él. Entonces, no es que, como digo, que Jesús estaba en desacuerdo antes con la ley de Dios, o que estaba en alguna forma de pecado que él necesitaba confesar. No, de ninguna manera. Él fue el único ser humano en toda la historia del mundo que nunca cometió ningún pecado, ni uno. Y entonces no estaba en desacuerdo, sino él estaba bien de acuerdo con toda la ley de Dios. Estaba en sintonía con el Padre Celestial. Él estaba cumpliendo toda la justicia. En ese momento, en su ministerio, todo su ministerio, en su muerte y en su vida resucitada después, y su ascensión a los cielos, y él sigue en toda esa trayectoria de todas las edades, desde el principio hasta el fin de todo, Jesús cumple toda la justicia de Dios, todo lo que Dios requiere. Entonces, él cumplió todo para que nosotros seamos justos en él. Porque hay un versículo muy, muy especial que voy a leer. No tiene que buscarlo. Yo lo voy a leer. Que dice Pablo de que nosotros, a ver, voy a encontrarlo aquí. Por lo tanto, si alguno está en Cristo, es una nueva creación. Lo viejo ha pasado, ha llegado ya lo nuevo. Todo esto proviene de Dios, quien por medio de Cristo nos reconcilió consigo mismo y nos dio el ministerio de la reconciliación. Entonces, en Cristo nosotros somos perfectos. En Cristo somos justos. En Cristo estamos de acuerdo bien con el Señor. Y dice al final de este mismo párrafo, al que no cometió pecado alguno, por nosotros Dios lo hizo como pecador, para que en él recibiéramos la justicia de Dios. So there's a special verse that encapsulates what Christ did for us. His fulfilling all righteousness so we could become righteous in him. Point number two is that God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Glory to him. Yeah. He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we could become the righteousness of God in him. And there's a song that I really like. It's a contemporary worship song on the radio, that the cross has made you flawless. Well, it doesn't mean humanly absolute perfection, but it means completely acceptable to God, completely righteous, completely in right relationship with God. It's very true. The cross has made me and you flawless. Pero el tercer punto. Dice que Jesús fue lleno del Espíritu Santo para que pueda mandar al Espíritu Santo a llenar nosotros también, ¿no? Entonces vino en forma de paloma el Espíritu sobre él para ungir su vida y su ministerio, para que él pueda ir de ahí en adelante en el poder del Espíritu de Dios para cumplir su ministerio. Y él fue lleno desde el principio con el Espíritu Santo para que él haga lo mismo en nosotros. Y cuando estamos en él, cuando estamos bautizados en él y estamos justos en él, y estamos llenos de su presencia, de su Espíritu Santo, entonces cumplimos lo mismo que Jesús hacía. Él mandó el Espíritu Santo para llenar a nosotros. And a third point, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, so he could send the Holy Spirit to fill us. He fulfilled his ministry in the power of the Spirit, from the very beginning. De vez en cuando, yo escucho lo que otros están predicando en la radio o en el internet. Y es solo para ver lo que está por ahí, lo que están diciendo. Y yo escuché un mensaje que empezó bien, que acerca de ese tema. Pero después al final dijo algo de que yo no estaba de acuerdo. El predicador decía de que solo se sabe si uno está lleno del Espíritu Santo, si habla en lenguas y si cumple milagros y señales. Entonces, hermanos, lamentablemente tengo que decirles que este no es bíblico. Este no es la verdad. No es lo que enseña el Señor Jesús. Sabemos que estamos llenos del Espíritu Santo cuando tenemos la unción y el amor de Dios en nuestra vida. Cuando amamos a Dios con todo el corazón y cuando amamos a los demás y cumplimos el ministerio que Dios tiene para nosotros. Y el don de idiomas, de traducir o entender idiomas, es un don entre varios que el Espíritu Santo da al pueblo de Dios. Y si tenemos milagros y señales, bien. Si no tenemos, igual tenemos el milagro. ¿Ustedes han escuchado? Permítame repetir lo que he dicho, de que el milagro de milagros es la presencia de Jesús. El milagro de todos los milagros es el Señor Jesús, nuestro sacrificio, nuestro Cordero de Dios, nuestro Señor y Salvador. Este es el milagro y celebramos este milagro. Y si tenemos otros milagros físicos, bien. Si no tenemos, igual, celebramos al Señor Jesús y seguimos caminando hacia el reino de Dios. Well, from time to time, I listen to other messages on radio or on the internet to hear what's out there and hear what people are saying. And honestly, I feel like I need to let you know about some of what I hear, because I want you to hear the word clearly and plainly. I want to give it to you as clearly as I know how. And I want you to not fall into excesses or errors that are out there. But I heard a message this past week that said very clearly in no uncertain terms that you will know you're filled with the Holy Spirit when you speak in tongues. And you will know that the Spirit is present among you when you have signs and wonders. And I'm saying, well, you know, I'll have to leave that responsibility with that brother and sister that were saying that. But the Bible clearly teaches that the presence of the Holy Spirit, when that the presence fills us, we have the presence of Christ. We have the love of Christ filling our hearts. We have the fruits of the Spirit flowing out of our lives. We have the gifts of the Spirit, and the gift of languages or tongues is one among several to help communicate the gospel. And the different members of the body of Christ have different gifts. And it is an exaggeration to insist that everyone has to have a certain gift or have that gift in a certain form. So I'm sorry I have to bring that up or tell you about it. But I feel compelled to, because I want you to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the way that the Scripture talks about and in the way that the Lord wants us to have that. We don't condemn other groups or shout against them. We simply call ourselves back to what the Word teaches. The fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and the presence of love in our lives. Love for God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love for our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit so he could send the Holy Spirit to fill us. Jesús fue lleno del Espíritu Santo para que pueda mandar al Espíritu Santo a llenar a nosotros. Pero un punto más, 4-point message. Jesús recibió la bendición del Padre para que Él pueda pasar esta misma bendición a nosotros. Muchos de nosotros hemos tenido buenos padres terrenales, padres de sangre, padres de familia. Tal vez que nos ha bendecido y que nos ha instruido bien, gracias a Dios por buenos padres. Pero tal vez alguno de ustedes no han tenido. Tal vez han tenido un papá que fue ausente o que fue abusivo o de alguna forma no cumplió su responsabilidad de padre. En este caso, ¿qué hacemos? Igual todos podemos tener la bendición del Padre Celestial. Que Él nos puede dar su bendición en Jesús, igual como Él dio a su propio Hijo. Entonces, algunos dicen, bueno, yo no puedo creer en el Padre Celestial porque mi papá terrenal fue así, asá, etcétera, etcétera. No, es completamente al revés. De que justamente por tener un Padre Celestial bueno y perfecto y compasivo, podemos sobrepasar la personalidad de nuestro Padre terrenal para recibir la bendición del Padre Celestial. Y Él quiere dar a cada uno. Él quiere decir, tú eres mi hija, tú eres mi hijo, estoy complacido en ti, como Él decía ahí a su propio Hijo Jesús. So Jesus received the blessing of the Father, so He could pass the Father's blessing on to us. Now I understand that there are dysfunctional families. I understand that some fathers are wonderful and loving to their children and guide them and help them, provide for them. And I understand that there are some that don't or that didn't for you. Perhaps a father was abusive physically or emotionally or verbally. Or maybe you had an absent father that didn't provide for your family. So are you out of the picture now, or is God's blessing not apply to you? I understand that it's easy to identify the Heavenly Father with our earthly father. Well, I can't believe in the blessing of the Heavenly Father because my earthly father was ABC, XYZ. I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I believe that the Heavenly Father wants to give you His blessing, whatever your earthly father was. I believe that in Christ He wants to say, you're my daughter. I love you. I'm pleased with you. And you're my son. I love you. I'm pleased with you. And the Heavenly Father wants to say, it wasn't in my plan for fathers to be abusive. It wasn't in my plan at all for a father to neglect children. But it is in my plan, in my Son Jesus, the perfect Lord and Savior, to bless you, irrespective of whether you received an earthly blessing. You've probably heard me tell. I figure that since I'm 67, I can tell things 67 times and it'd be okay. When it gets to the 68th time, just warn me, say, yep, that's too many. We've heard this too many times. Stop. I'm joking. Hopefully I haven't told you 67 times. But my granddaughter one time said, my grandkids called me Papa. Said, Papa, I love you. I said, I love you too, sweetheart. A couple of seconds later, she said, and I like you too. And that's great. I didn't have an answer for that one. But this is exactly what the Father is saying here about His Son. I love my Son. This is my beloved Son. And I like Him too. We can love a son or a daughter that's wayward and rebellious. We still love them, but we may not like so much what they do and the lifestyle that they have chosen. But the God the Father said, I love this boy. That's my boy. And I like him too. I like to be around him. I like to hang around him. I like to bless him. And he's saying the exact same thing about you and me today. I love you and I like you too. Entonces, la conclusión. Sea bautizado. Si no ha recibido el bautismo, sea bautizado en agua, pero también el doble bautismo en el Espíritu Santo. Recibe la justicia de Cristo. Somos justos, perfectos, sin falla en Cristo Jesús. Recibe el regalo, el don del Espíritu Santo. En la manera que Él quiere. La manera que Él quiere mostrar sus dones y su presencia. Y recibe sobre todo la bendición del Padre Celestial sobre tu vida. So what is the conclusion for 2020? Be baptized. If you haven't received water baptism, we are Nazarene Baptists. We agree with them about at least one thing, probably many others. But we agree on that. You need to be baptized. That's a great thing to do. But above and beyond that, receive Christ's righteousness. Be righteous in Christ. Be in complete tune with the Heavenly Father in Christ's righteousness. And receive the gift of the Holy Spirit His way. Frank Sinatra sang a real famous popular song, I Did It My Way. That's okay. I'm glad Frank Sinatra did things his way. That's cool. But when we receive the Holy Spirit, let's let the Holy Spirit do things his way. Let's let him have complete right of way in our life. And we can say, he did it his way in me, in us, as his people. And above all, receive the Father's blessing. Receive his acceptance of you. And you say, oh, but yesterday, Pastor, if you only knew, I screwed up. All right, forget it. Forget yesterday. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I come to you again. I want Christ's righteousness. Do it better next time in Christ. Say, but Lord, I did this, I did that. Okay, confess it. Leave it. Move on. Receive Christ's righteousness and receive his blessing today. That is the message of Jesus' baptism. Este es el mensaje del bautismo de Jesús.